beautiful. She looks amazing.
She
does.
I mean,
that was the thing about Substance is like you watch that and you're like, my God, what a
beautiful. Yeah, but that was the first time I saw an older woman's butt like that, you know?
Warning, this podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
All right, all right. Hey, I made Employee of the Month again.
Self-appointed.
No.
Yes. I'm
Employee of the Month.
According to who? You. No, but I don't remember anybody polling me about this. There's only two, there's only three of us. Yeah. Grace, did you vote?
Yeah,
no, she didn't. I didn't vote. So like two out of the three people didn't even know this category existed.
It does.
I want to thank myself and my wife who got me this t-shirt.
No, I bought this shirt because.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I did because I've never made Employee of the Month. Ever in my whole entire existence.
I don't think
it doesn't make sense to me. So well, what I did,
you're not paying attention. Then doesn't make sense to you.
So what I did
today,
the last company I worked at, people are getting Employee of the Month that didn't belong. That I don't think they should have. Yes. According to me. So I didn't think they belonged. And so I decided to get this shirt to wear to work, you know, because it's not like anyone got anything. I mean, it's just a title for a stupid title. You should give somebody something if you get Employee of the Month.
Pick a lane right? on this. Do you care about Employee of the Month or are you running down Employee of the Month? You're like, I never got it. But at the same time, like, what does it matter? You don't get anything anyway.
Their Employee of the Month didn't matter. I mean, some guy broke his leg and he went to work every day, okay? He got Employee of the Month.
Sounds
Why
like
do you get no? If you're going to work, it doesn't matter.
With a broken leg,
who cares? What are you going to do? Sit at home with a broken leg? No, you're going to go to work. Did he work any more? Any different? No.
Yeah, he did.
So
he was on crutches.
He gets Employee of the Month, and I do great things and get nothing. So
great things,
wonderful things. So I created. With that company, worst Employee of the Month.
You got
Do
that
you
all
remember
the time.
That? That
yeah.
that I got it all the time.
All
because
the time.
I put a box out and everybody had to vote.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why. But you know, yeah, hey, let's be funny and make Party worst Employee of the Month every stinking month for like a year.
So yeah. needy. So needy. So you're like, so I went out and bought myself a t-shirt and I made myself Employee of the Month and I don't care what anybody else says.
No, you guys, now I get parking. Give myself parking.
Yeah, in your driveway. Congratulations. I get the premium spot, Wylene.
Yeah, I'll get a photo. I mean, when I'll recognize you two also, Gracie and Molly, you know, when the time comes and I'll put you guys on a wall, your face.
Gracie, I will tell you this right now.
Come on.
Right this moment to our dear producer, Grace. At some point, Grace, you Good will check. Get Employee of the Month. But I guarantee you with all of my heart, I will never get that credential.
Oh, that's not fair.
He will see it as his personal mission. He will have like 11 of his photos on the wall. You will get it one time and I will get it zero. And he will use that at the end of the year to say, look at this.
You get free Employee of the Month also gets free access to the pool and a signature drink for a month. For 1 month. By the way, if you're just watching or not watching, you're listening on Apple or podcast or Spotify. I'm wearing a shirt. I guess I'd never said. I'm wearing a shirt that says Employee of the Month. I won. So that's what I got. Parking.
Pay attention
I got
to me.
Pool access. I got pool access and a Big Partacus is the signature drink. It's kind of like a vodka with a little bit of cranberry juice in there.
Okay. I thought it would just be tequila and a snifter, which is your go-to.
I don't give it. Tequila isn't on the list of drinks at the house for people because that's mine. Employee of the Month.
Such
Employee of the Month.
This is only for winners. Only winners get tequila. Loser.
Yeah.
You get the big Partacus.
Yeah. Big Partacus. Yeah.
Big Partacus.
Employee of the
Well, we'll have month. To check in with Grace to find out what her go-to would be. We did hear from one of the party crashers.
You're missing out here. I'm not giving you guys an option to decide what you want to drink when you win Employee of the Month. I'm telling you, you're going to get a big Partacus. That is the signature drink for Employee of the Month. And you'll get parking in the driveway.
You don't get to, like,
hey, you it's don't Employee get of the Month. It's Employee of the Month. I'm creating this thing.
Yeah,
and
but
you
I'm saying
are
when
running
I'm
for it right now. And I'll just say, because you responded to some emails. And that's Employee of the Month worthy stuff. And speaking of that, I wanted to say hi to Kelsey of Norfolk, Kristen, Elizabeth, and also Shannon. Thanks for dropping the
Is
last
that why
few
you cut
emails.
Me off when I was about to say thank you to Kelsey and you just wanted to get that in?
Yeah. Employee of the Month.
What did you do? Like 6 lines of cocaine before the show? Somebody put something in you.
Coffee. It's a coffee show today.
Wow. Okay.
Hey,
pump the brakes.
Me.
He's like, big part of this. Employee of the Month. All these people.
Yes. Well, that is not going to get you Employee of the Month talking like that.
I'm not worried
I'm
about
telling
it.
You, you know.
I don't. You know what? I do my job. I don't need special accolades. I know I'm a good
it's
employee.
Not special accolades. It's just a recognition of your dedication and hard work. That's all
it
is.
Yeah, that's called special accolades. That's what special accolades are.
Okay.
It's just, how do I say this? No, you've got it wrong, Molly. Let me mansplain this to you. It's not special accolades. It's a t-shirt. It's a special drink. It's special parking and free access to the pool. This is just
stuff. You deal with
people.
I deal with on a daily basis. Employee of the Month. When I'm wearing a shirt, you got to be nicer to me. You can't be like this.
Oh, no, that's the thing. The shirt invites people to poke to see if you really do have the stuff. Because you're Employee of the Month. You can't lose your stuff. You can't
I'm not
freak
losing.
Out.
My
freak
stuff.
Out on people. You've got to be cool, calm, and collected.
Okay. You know who I'd love to freak out on?
Who?
But I won't ever do it. For the life of me, I was driving, and you know how when you're in front of a store or whatever, and you're driving, you have to stop where everybody, because they're walking, you know, there's no concept
into the store.
Of
mm-hmm.
anybody's, you know, it's all their stuff. You got to wait on them. Pajama pants. Does that bother you? Why do people wear pajama pants out in public? I don't get it. It's stupid and it's dumb. You look like you just crawled out of bed and now you're just going to the store. It's like put some extra. You need to put some pants on or some shorts on. Don't want to walk in there with your Mickey Mouse pants or your Daffy Duck pants. I don't know why it bothers me, but it just like I just judge.
Yeah, really good at it. Like that's like
I'm
if
a pro.
There were like really like talk about Employee of the Month. If there was like Judger of the Lifetime, you would get that Lifetime Award. Like it'd be like Golden Globes, the Lifetime Achievement and Judging goes once again to Big Party. It's the style. My
it's
kids
a dumb
wear it.
Style. Oh, they do. They were. They
Mara
wear pajamas
does it, but Declan
out
does.
In public. Okay.
I mean, because it's like they're flannel. I mean, it's like plaid flannel, and it usually has like the school name down the side. Like he's got
oh, that's
a bunch
different.
Of pairs.
I'm not talking about that. I mean, that makes sense if it's styled like outdoor wear. This is obviously I just woke up in my pajamas that have Mickey Mouse on them or hearts on them or whatever, and I'm just walking around through the day like that.
Did you
it doesn't
think,
have anything else on it
and
so.
I know you didn't. Did you ever think that
what?
Person might be having a day? Walk a mile in their Mickey Mouse.
Oh, quit
pants.
It.
Look at this. Just stop
walk
being
a mile.
An empath. Walk an aisle at Target in their Mickey Mouse pants. And you can find out maybe they're having a sad day. Maybe they just found out that.
Now this is what they wear. Don't make me feel bad. Don't give me that heart.
It's impossible.
What would you, if you could freak out on someone for something, if you could, what would it be? Is there anything? There's got to be something just get you in the, just get you.
I really hate. This is my thing.
Not hate, but you'd freak out. But go ahead.
Freak out. Sorry. It's not hate. Yeah. Freak out. I get. I. This is the thing that I miss about taxis. If you're behind a taxi, you know you're behind a taxi. You know that they're going to stop or be slow or they're looking for something. The thing about Ubers and Lyfts is the fact that they're just cars.
Yeah.
And so they're like slow walking down the street. And just the other day, there was one that was a DoorDash driver and they just stopped and got out in the middle of the street, holding up an entire street worth of traffic to go deliver something for DoorDash.
Oh,
and I was like,
really?
You can't do that.
That
like,
would make
isn't
me
your
freak
world.
Out.
This isn't your street. Like, it's a one-way street. There's no way around you. And you just stopped and got out and decided to, like, and you're watching this person ring the doorbell. Like, you're watching them just ring, like, you're just watching. And then they're waiting, and cars are honking behind me. I mean, it was like, where am I going to go? That drives me crazy.
Think about this. Maybe they're having a day. Why don't you drive in their shoes?
You're like,
DoorDash in their shoes. Maybe they're having an awful day.
Maybe they are. That's why I didn't honk. I didn't honk.
But who cares? All right. You know who else? All right. Now we're on the freak out thing.
Okay. Here we go.
Now we're going. Number two thing that gets me. Actually, I'll add yours to mine too, because that does get me. When you go into the store, you know, everybody's like, a lot of people buy the food online or whatever, the groceries online, and then you have the runners out there. Like Walmart, for example, is a perfect example. I think the people that are getting the food together, the shoppers, what do you call them? The people that get
they're
the food
anyway. Numbers, yeah.
Yeah. I think because they work for Walmart, of course, I think they need to do that at a different time because it's like, they're all doing it at the same time. They have these giant carts that just block everybody out and they don't care.
Yeah.
I would love to freak out on one of those guys. Oh
and
my God.
They're like,
God,
get a life, to. Would you? I work at Walmart.
Yes, you do.
And you're like wearing your employee.
Really?
You're wearing your employee of the month. He's like, where do you work?
Well, you're they're like, obviously
I'm an employee
not
of the month where
the month.
I work.
Yes. Anyway.
Does it feel better?
Yes, it does feel
do
better.
You, if, do you feel better now that you've ranted?
I do. And if there's anything you'd like to freak out on, you can drop us an email at bpscrasher@gmail.com. And also phone number. What is that? 402-915-0962.
I mean, we could always have Freak Out Friday. I mean, there's not, we are not
Friday.
At a loss of things to freak out about. I mean,
Freak Out
and
Friday.
Everybody's
I like
got
that.
Their, like, I mean, Freak Out Friday, right? Like, everybody's got their thing. It's the end of the week, so it's been building all week long. And you're finally at Friday, and let's say that's just when you snap. That's just like the final straw.
And it does feel good a little bit to freak out.
Even as employee of the month, even employees of the month have to freak out sometimes. You're like, I'm human just like you guys. I put my employee of the month t-shirt on one sleeve at a time, just like the rest of you who do not like have an employee of the month t-shirt.
Yeah. So drop us an email. Oh, please do. All right. So that's how you get to it. That's how you get to us. What else is going on? All right. So best news
of the day.
Best news of the day. It's right here. All right. So I saw people name their most beautiful person on the cover of their magazine. Can you get any guesses? It's a female, most beautiful person. I guess, why wouldn't the most beautiful person be a man?
Isn't that the sexiest, always the sexiest man alive and then the most beautiful person,
beautiful
I guess,
person.
Is like.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Who would be the most beautiful woman right now? I'm trying to think who the lady of the moment is.
I'm going to let you stew on this.
Yeah, who is it?
I'm not going to tell you. I'm just going to.
You're
let
just gonna
you
let me twist.
I like the way you're squirming a little bit. Yeah.
I'm not squirming at all. I'm really like going through. I mean, I think Charlie XCX is the most beautiful woman right
well,
now.
Of course you do. Yeah,
I have
you
like a soft
be
spot
her.
For her. Yeah,
you know?
I mean, there's
you
a part
be
of me.
Her.
I want to be her. Who else? Like actress wise, I'm trying.
She's
to
She's a beautiful person inside and out.
Oh no,
she is inside and out. She's an older woman.
That's why I had to put the inside in there. You know what? It's not just about the outside. You guys walk a mile in their Mickey Mouse pants. It's not just about
Uber.
External beauty, which this person does not have very much of.
She's beautiful.
It's about inside beauty, which they must have a lot of because their outside beauty is not so great.
Do you have a guess?
Helen Mirren?
No, not Helen Mirren. I like Helen Mirren too.
I mean, I don't know. Who is it?
Not telling you. All right. So what else do we have here? I'm kidding. It's Demi Moore. Demi Moore made the most beautiful person.
Oh, well, she's that makes awesome. Sense.
You know, yeah. She's been hanging out with Bruce Willis.
Yeah. You know, he's going through some stuff and their exes, but they get along really well.
Which is great, I think. She made the cover of
That's very deserving. Beautiful woman. Yeah, she is beautiful. She looks amazing.
She does.
That was the thing about Substance is like you watch that and you're like, my God, what a
beautiful Yeah, but that woman. Was the first time I saw an older woman's butt like that. You know? Demi Moore. There was a back shot of her naked, and I'm not.
That's what you got out of that.
I'm not being mean.
Yes, you are. You're like, I'm not still being mean. That was the first part of the show.
Yes, a back shot of her butt standing, looking in the mirror, and talk about OLB. Oh my God!
Please break down what OLB is for people out there who aren't cruel.
Oh, I'm real.
Please break down what OLB is because I mean, we all know like LOL, IRL. What's OLB?
Old lady butt. She's got a case of the old lady butt. OLB. That's just a nicer way of saying it.
That was a prosthetic. You know. There's no nice way of telling somebody that they have a tired butt.
But you don't tell them that. You're just getting in your head.
Behind their back. We're on a podcast, obviously. You keep it between friends or all the listeners.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. Anyway, so congratulations to Demi Moore. Beautiful in and out. Just the OLB got me. I'm sorry.
That wasn't real.
I was going to show it. Oh, it was totally real. You don't think that was her real butt?
No, that's not her real butt.
No one would ever put a butt like that on screen as a model. That is her butt. Google it. I'm going to Google it. Where's my phone? I'm going to Google it.
You're like, I got to look this up. I gotta find this terrible, terrifying butt. I'll let you ruin your Google search with that old lady butt. Okay, well, moving on to other news. I found this really cool story, and it's all about this DoorDash driver. She was a DoorDash driver for one day years ago. Speaking of the DoorDash before, I highly doubt she stopped in the middle of the street and held up traffic, but she did take time out of her delivery to take a picture of the beautiful house that she was delivering the food to.
Okay.
And it was kind of like, oh my God, this house is so amazing. And it really was. It was like around Christmas time back in 2022. And it's a really neat looking like column house, like, and it's got really nice lights and it's very festive. Cut to, she is now dating the guy who lives in that house. And so everyone is saying like she was manifesting, like, or just the idea that she was talking about the butterfly effect.
Okay.
Where it's like one moment and it's like, have you ever heard of the butterfly effect? The idea like across the world, a butterfly flaps its wings and all of a sudden, you know, like on the other side of the world, it could turn into a tsunami. You know, I mean, it's just the ripple effect of nature.
Okay.
So this woman was a DoorDash driver one day, takes this picture, posts it. And then now years later, she posts another picture and it's the back of this guy walking into the house and it's like they're together. And it's the same house. Like, that's I don't weird. Know how they met. Like, they didn't break down like how they met, but like, how random is that? And it's like going viral about the idea of fate, you know, like when you're destined to be with somebody. So somebody corrected her and was like, this isn't the butterfly effect. This is what they call the red string theory.
Red string. What is the red string theory?
So there's the red string of fate, which is apparently an Eastern Asian, like long time folklore, where the idea is that you're destined to be with somebody else and the two of you are connected with a red string. And that no matter where you go in your life and no matter what you do, you will always keep circling back to this person, that this is your person and that there's that connection and you can't go against it.
Is there a red string in your life?
I think Peter's my red string.
Okay. I feel the same way about Wylene.
I mean, Peter and I were like at all these different functions at the same time and never met each other.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. And you guys met, remind me and everyone else, you guys met at a Tupperware party or something like that?
A baby shower.
Okay.
Tupperware party. He was there looking for fresh food. How do I keep my food fresh as a bachelor? Oh my God. Look at you. We both reached for the same sealed container at the same time.
Oh, and then there's your red string.
There's my red string. No, so Peter and I, the people that introduced us, we were at several functions at the same time and never met. So we were both at their wedding reception and didn't meet then. And then there was a day that they were in the hospital and we just missed each other. Like he came to visit and then I came to visit, but like we were passing ships.
Oh, wow.
And then all of
a
sudden.
Did you recognize him at all or just?
No. I mean, that's the crazy thing is that so the hospital thing happened first, then the wedding reception and then the baby shower. And the baby shower was finally where we like really like where we met.
OK, but do you remember that the first time you guys actually met? Was it a moment of grabbing something or was it?
Yes.
Or was it just like, hey, I'm Molly?
I mean, we got introduced. And then the funny thing is that like about a week later, I was going to Costa Rica with my girlfriends.
Okay.
And I was like, I think I met somebody.
Okay.
Like I was like, I think I met like that person. And that is not something that I would ever say. Like, so my friends were like, who is this? And I was like, this guy that I met at this baby shower is just like really cool. And I really, really like him. And like, really fun to talk to and stuff like that. But he lives in Chicago. At the time I was living in Omaha. And I just remember when I got back from the trip, I was like, well, how do I engage like a conversation with this guy? So I included him on like a group email, like just got back from Costa Rica. Here are some pictures of like stuff that I did. And then he emailed me back and then we were like emailing back and forth to each other. But I totally think he's my red string.
Speaking of pictures, if you're watching on YouTube, go to the Herd At One Network. Your cat picture, what'd you do in your office, your studio? It's crooked. It's driving me insane.
Which one? The big cat?
The big cat. Were you wrestling in there or something?
No, I knocked it the other day. And
how
I
would you
I
knock that? What were you doing? Putting stuff in your shrine?
Yeah, just messing around.
Okay.
And it's driving you crazy? I love it. Note to self, do not change anything.
How? Okay. Leave it like that. Are you ready to be a grandmother?
Say what now?
I'm just asking because
my son's 15. No, I'm not ready to be a grandmother. My daughter's 13. No, okay. I am not ready to be a grandmother. Like that would be a really, really like life changing development.
I only ask because your shirt looks like a grandmother's shirt. What is that you're wearing? I just got to ask.
It's my mother's shirt.
Okay. It is a grandmother's shirt then. Okay. Yes. All right. That's fair.
It's my mother's shirt.
Okay. I take it back.
No Dixie Maxies. You said what you said.
I said what I said.
And
okay.
Is there anything else you want to point out? I mean, we've got the picture.
I'm fine now.
We've got you're like, are you sure? Because you seem like you still have some.
I am good. I'm
some
good.
Mean still left in the tank.
It's not mean. It's just observant. Very observant. Okay. The next thing we got, YouTube. Did you see it turn 20?
Yes.
The first video, the very first video, the co-founder Jawed Karim, I believe his name is, he uploaded this video called Me at the Zoo. And then, pretty much it's two other guys. They started this whole platform. And then they sold it to Google after a year, the following year. After they created YouTube for $1.65 billion.
Wow.
Can you believe that? We got V1. Gracie, can you hit V1? This is the very first video. Yeah.
All right, so here we are, one of the elephants. And cool thing about these guys is that they have really, really, really long trunks. And that's cool. And that's pretty much all there is to say.
Wow.
What a dumb video.
No kidding. You're like, and that spawned $1 billion investment. You're like, they must have been having just anything for money then. They're like, you know what? I want to see more of that guy really dumb talking about that elephant.
That is dumb talk for sure. That is dumb talk. Yeah, 20 years. So, yeah, that's funny how fast that has gone. I mean, 20 years. Jeez.
Yeah, 2005. That's really bananas to think about. Blinking, it's done.
Talking about the animal, the elephant. Good God.
Here's an elephant. It's got a trunk. Nothing else to say about it. You're like, okay, thanks for taking up internet space with that. Yeah. I'd love to say that we've evolved since then.
I think so.
I would love to say that the content after 20 years is so much more compelling, but we still have stupid elephant videos.
We do. And by the way, circling back to Demi Moore, that is her butt. She's not happy about it. She wasn't comfortable doing that shot. But yeah, she did say that that's in fact her butt.
Thank you for clarifying. So excited
in the movie that
you took time out to really double check. You're like, I might seem like I'm casually mean, but I really do my work. I back that up. Listen, it's not me just saying mean things. I have the evidence, the receipts.
The receipts.
I've got the receipts. Those are her butt. OLB. Thank you. The world thanks you. Again,
absolutely.
This is
You're welcome.
YouTube this video. This is employee of the month material all day
long. Yes, it is. Oh, my gosh. Yes, it is. Employee of the month. Today I'm crying.
He's like, I'm crying. I can't believe it.
I want to thank everybody. No, seriously. Thank you for the two of you, both of you. Super producer Gracie.
We didn't vote for you. There was no election.
Yes, you did.
This was self-appointed. This is a dictatorship.
No. Gracie, you're listening. I talked to the sweet Wylene wifey, and we are going to get you a some purchases I have to get approved through the wife, so I'm not buying stupid stuff, right? Doesn't that make sense?
Like, she's obviously let a lot go past the goalie on that one. I would say she is not doing the best work she could.
She said it would be cool if we got you like a superhero mask that you can wear, just like the eye thing. I think it would look awesome and hot. I think it'd look great. So we are going to get you that. If you can just wear it once.
You do not have to wear this, and feel free at any point to lodge a complaint. We can put it to the same.
To who?
We can lodge the complaint to the same people who voted for Employee of the Month, which just means a black hole, non-existent place. This is just made up land. You can wear. I'll wear a grandma shirt that apparently.
Well, that's different. That's your mom's shirt. How dare you? Don't say that. Call your mom's shirt that. That's not very nice.
You're like, I got the receipts. I've got the receipts. Playback tape. Playback tape.
Oh, boy. Gracie, just yes or no, would you wear something like that? I know you guys can't hear Gracie, but would you? No, not even for fun. Okay.
No.
All right. She said no.
She's
okay.
Not your doll. You're like, wear something. Entertain me. Stop treating her like a court jester. She is a grown woman who has to put up with.
It's fun.
Keep in mind, I don't know if anybody can see. I know it. It's fun.
Let's do a costume day at least. Let's do that for the YouTube party crashers. What we'll do is one show. We'll put together our own, what we would think is a superhero outfit. Just for fun. Fun Friday.
Fun for who?
For the other person watching and everybody else watching.
You.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine delivering the best news of the day as a superhero? That just might be our news, our thing. It'll go viral. Like that stupid video that you did.
There's no such thing as bad ideas except for this idea, which is terrible.
I think it's a great idea.
I love the fact that you change up. So, you know, we do this obviously through video. And what I'm sad that people can't see how you title yourself differently each time you log in. And today,
I didn't know you guys could see that.
Today, sometimes it's Big Particus. Sometimes it's different things. Today, he has self-appointed himself a sexy beast.
Yes.
You're really feeling yourself today. You're sexy beast, employee of the month. I mean, like, this is like, you're really compensating.
You can't see that. Only you guys can see it unless I know. Gracie that's why types I'm, it in somewhere.
That's why I'm letting the audience know that on our shared, like, it'd be basically like when we do this like on a Zoom.
I didn't realize that you guys could see that for some reason. I guess because you don't have anything on yours, do you? What do you have on yours? Molly.
Molly.
Okay, you have Molly.
Like a normal name.
Well, the other day I had poopy pants.
Yes.
And you didn't say anything.
Well, I didn't think it was appropriate.
Call me out on Sexy Beast.
Well, poopy pants is a little different. Like, Sexy Beast is at least like, but I wasn't going to be like, hey, poopy pants. But if you want to call yourself out, receipts.
Sexy Beast it is. Sexy Beast it is.
Yeah, it'll change. I'm surprised you didn't do EOTM.
EOTM. Let me think about that. Eat.
Even Gracie's like, you dumb dumb. I wish Gracie could see. I wish the audience could see Gracie's dying. She's like, dude, EOTM, buddy.
Oh, boy. How about EMB?
Eat my butt? No.
Eat my butt.
That's another one. Butt. When he's not talking about OLB, he likes to tell people to EMB.
Eat my butt. Okay. All right. So tonight, I don't know if you're going to have to put out the moon tea, moon water, or whatever it is. I thought there's something super special happening. And it's, I don't know how often, I don't think it does it very often. Can you hit what is it? One, where am I at today? I'm so somewhere else. Can you hit V2 for me, Smiley? And then pause it. That right there.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a smiley face called the triple conjunction will appear in the sky on the 25th. Okay, so that's Friday today.
Yeah.
How weird is that? Yeah. How would you describe it, Molly? So for people listening, you guys need to jump on YouTube also. It's
a triple moon conjunction. So there's like two planets probably. And then it's one of those like sliver moons. So it makes it look like one of those smiley faces. Very cute. Aw. Yeah. That's not moon water worthy, but that's just worthy to like check out.
Okay. All right. But what if it's rare? I mean, if it's a rare thing, then don't you want to get some water going and maybe it'll, you know, maybe there's something there. Maybe it'll make you smile for once. Yeah.
For once. Yeah. Because this show's not doing it.
It's not okay. Don't you do that.
EOTM.
EOTM.
EOTM. Who needs an EGOT when you can get an EOTM?
Oh, you're right about that. Okay. Mm. All right. Shall we roll into the fun factory?
Oh, I love this part. Yes, yes.
Let's see. Is there anything else I want to hit? Okay. Yeah. Let's just roll into the fun factory. This is fun. So every Friday, what are we calling it? Freak Out Friday now? Every Friday we do, I still don't know a good name for this, but we play videos basically that Molly doesn't know what it is. Gracie doesn't know what it is. And so I just kind of surprise them with what my algorithm is sent to me. So it's some weird stuff. I don't know if you're getting it too. All right. So F1, don't hit it yet. This is the most shocking way to share shocking news for the most part. The most casual way, better yet, to share shocking news. Okay, go ahead and hit F1.
I remember when I was a kid growing up, my friend Justin and I wanted to make a roller coaster. So we started saving money by putting our lunch money in a shoebox. And after about 6 months, we had a couple $100 in there. But it turns out that my friend Justin's sister's boyfriend had found the shoebox and he stole the money to pay for an abortion. Okay, this is looking just about ready. So the first end to go in has already been cooking for 12 minutes. So what we're going to do is we're just going to take that and we're just going to drape the end over the side of it and give the other end another minute to catch up.
That
It's like a cooking show.
That's a galactic turn. You're like, I don't, wait, what? Oh my God. I'm sure his friend's like, dude.
Oh my God, that's right. All right, this is TV's most awkward introduction. Go ahead, hit F2 for us.
Hello, Allison.
It's been a while.
It has been a while, indeed.
I feel like we should address what's happened in the months since we've seen you, since some of our viewers may not know what has happened. So I guess I'll recap. I'll do the honors.
Help yourself.
Okay. In October, you were on a Zoom call with your colleagues from the New Yorker magazine. Everyone took a break for several minutes, during which time you were caught masturbating on camera. You were subsequently fired from that job after 27 years of working there. And you since then have been on leave from CNN. Do I have all that right?
You got it all right, sad to say.
Okay, so let's start there.
Oh my God. Okay, so let's start there. She was loving outing him on that. Like, she probably had was like, oh, made gosh, to like interview this guy. He's like, no, you pretty much got it all right there. Like, that's pretty good.
Can you believe that?
No, but like him just sitting there like, yep, yep. Yes. Yeah, all that seems to pan out. Oh my God, I do remember when that happened, though.
Yes, he got fired. Remember, that was a big deal.
He did. Yeah, it is a big deal.
It was the first time
you don't get to do that at work, and you certainly don't get to do that on a Zoom call.
No.
So just to let you know, God, employee of the month, I don't want to have to strip you of your duties.
That's why I'm not standing up. So yeah,
sick. I hope that's
I'm
not the
wearing
only reason
pants.
You're not standing up.
I'm wearing Stand shorts. I'm wearing shorts. I got shorts on. Yeah, I got shorts on.
Yeah, you had to check.
Made me nervous.
Like, am I Daffy Ducking it? Am I Winnie the Pooh right now? Or I'm just got a t-shirt and a big old belly?
All right, the next one. This is actually Wylene's coworker, Trisha's granddaughter in Omaha. This thing has gone crazy, crazy viral. Okay. All over the place, all over the news, to Today's Show. It's got millions of views. Okay, and this is local right here in Omaha. Go ahead and hit F3 for us, Gracie, please. Basically, the baby thinks Harry Potter is his dad, so
Sweet
the baby's watching
boy.
That. Isn't that awesome? How crazy viral that went. Paul, does he really look like Harry Potter? Can you run it one more time?
Kinda.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, he does. It's a little difficult.
Yeah, no, I mean, you can kind of see that. He's got the glasses and everything like that. I mean, it's not that. That's crazy.
Which brings me to, real quick, the other viral video that we played with.
The catfish.
Was that a catfish? What, do we still have that in there, Gracie? I think we do. So people know what we're talking about. Basically, someone barges in on somebody and they're doing
Surprising
some
them.
Type of weird.
When they get home.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
So there's this video that went viral and it's a guy like coming home early, surprising his girlfriend in the apartment. And he opens up the door and she's like in a catfish outfit, like online.
Yeah.
Doing God knows what. And he's like, what the heck? And she's like, I can explain. That is my friend's sister. Her name is Brittany.
Weird.
And
yeah.
She and her boyfriend, they're a comedy duo, and they did this video and it went viral. And so my buddy Courtney like sends me this text. She's like, that's my sister. And I was like,
oh,
that's
weird.
I know. I'm like, well, how crazy is this world? Because I've never actually met her sister.
Okay.
I
was hoping it wasn't a bit too, because I really wanted to know in the back of my mind what was really going on. But it makes sense.
You really thought that was a real, like, that is set up.
No, it looked, the look on her face, everything about it was perfect.
She's an actress. She's
yes,
very good.
Yes, I get
good.
That. But I'm just saying that I was hoping that it wasn't staged.
That you didn't get catfished.
You know? Yes, I didn't get catfished.
Oh, you got catfished.
That's the greatest.
Catfished.
That is the greatest video. So that's funny. Small world, for
and
sure.
They even have merchandise. So you can get a t-shirt with that catfish on it.
Screenshot. Oh, I'm going to get it. Because I screenshot
they have an Etsy store.
That that picture of her close up. I screenshot it, and it clear enough that I was going to make a T-shirt, so I can actually buy that T-shirt. I'm going to buy that T-shirt. Got to run that by the Sweet Wylene first, though.
Yeah, they've got an Etsy store. So Courtney sent me the whole thing, and I was like, "Oh my gosh, that's so bananas!" Because you know, you watch these videos, and you can't even tell like what that person looks like. So I don't know. They've got Brittany and Michael. It's their Etsy store.
Okay.
And you can get the catfish T-shirt. So.
Okay. I see that shirt. Okay. I like that. All right. I and still want that shirt.
I know.
You're it's so a funny. Weird look.
I'm glad that you're going to get it for yourself because there was a part of me that was going to get it for you.
Oh, then we'll just do that. Why don't we just do that? Nice.
No, because if you're willing to buy an Employee of the Month T-shirt for yourself, I think you can go ahead and buy your own catfish T-shirt.
Okay. You've
more than proven that you're not afraid to buy your own T-shirts.
No, I got plenty of good ones too. All right, so the F4. This is what does the fox say?
Oh, no.
Okay, this is great.
What does the fox say? What the fox say?
Attack. That's real, a fox attacking some lady. That alone, you need to go to the YouTube channel or that one and get that video right there. How amazing.
That's insane.
Is that?
Well, that must be like, you got to be worried about that. Because like,
yes.
Fox do not like people. They will go out of their way to avoid them. So that's like something where it's like, it's got rabies or something. Like if it's willing to like get that close to a human and keep attacking like that, like that's a sick fox.
She was flinging it around.
Her kicking it was like, I was like, is what the... When she kicked it, I was like, you just kicked a fox.
I know, and I love foxes
I love
so much.
Foxes. Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
like
that thing came out of nowhere.
Up,
it ran the distance of a yard
you
to go after her.
A pet fox. Know?
Yeah, oh, I
like
know. Oh, believe me, I've thought about it. I would love to get one. I
went
really
down the
did think
hole
about it.
And
did you really?
Like, yes, I did. And so, because when they laugh...
Mm-hmm.
Like fox can laugh, and it really does sound like high pitched, like a real like they've got a good sense of humor.
Yeah, and maybe that's what we need to.
And I really wanted one because there was some video that went viral a couple years ago where somebody's like, "Here's my pet." Like I was like, "You can have a pet fox." Peter's like, "Nah, no. I mean, people can have pet foxes. You can't."
Okay.
I was like, "Well,
why?
I don't know if you're my red string person anymore." I feel like my red string person would be like, "You can absolutely have a fox. You can have whatever you want." And he's like, "There are limits.
There are definite limits." But yeah, that's a funny
video.
There
are like certain foxes that exist. Most of the ones that can be domesticated are actually from like Russia, like Siberia, like whatever, because they all are different. I mean, it's along the same thing as like dog breeds, right?
Can you have foxes in Omaha, I wonder?
We'd have to ask at the Humane Society on account of the fact that I wonder if that would fall into the category of exotic animal.
I think it probably would.
I don't know. I got a rant. Here's a rant.
Rant on.
A little
Friday freak out. Okay, Friday freak out. Yeah.
Somebody on our block got chickens.
Oh, well.
I mean, I know why.
Yeah. could it be because of the egg prices?
I get it. Like, eggs are expensive. And it was right before Easter. But you know, the thing about chickens are, they're not quiet.
No, they're not. My neighbor used to have them right next door. Mm-hmm. And you know what that brought, by the way? And it'd be different for you because
coyotes
it's not next door. No, it brought... mice.
Why?
All kinds of weird stuff because they're out there pooping and all that stuff and they throw a bunch of feed out there.
We already have rats. I mean, we live in Chicago.
You have rats. So that's not a big deal, but I don't want to see mice running around, you know.
We have possum, we've got coyotes. I mean, there are a lot of different predators that are out there that could definitely make a meal out of this.
Okay.
But I heard them the other day.
How far away is it from your house?
I would say they're probably four houses down. They're like toward the end of the block. I don't know.
So they're clucking, right? They're not going cock-a-doodle-doo. They're not doing that. They're not roosters, are they? Okay.
Well, you wouldn't want a rooster.
No, because my neighbor had one by accident.
Yeah.
And everyone thinks that, oh, it's cool. Those do they do their cock-a-doodle-doo thing when the sun comes up. No, they don't. They do it 24/7.
Yeah, they're
yes, and they're crowing
all the time. No, so somebody on our block, and I don't know who they are, you know, because it's like,
okay,
it's a city block, right?
Sure.
So when I say on the block, like I don't know everybody on our block. And I went the other day and I was like, what is that sound? And you hear him.
Okay.
Like,
get some eggs. Like,
no, I don't want to make friends with these people. I want them to take their chickens and go. There should have been a vote. Just like employee of the month should have been a vote. Block chicken should have been a vote. There should have been a vote in the neighborhood of whether or not you can get chicken. Because you know that one of my best friends lives next door to us.
Yeah.
And I've talked
to
her.
You guys talked about, oh, you talked to her about it?
She's wanted chickens. And I was like, oh. Rebecca,
yeah,
if you get chickens. Like, she's I just really want to have, like, she's just, she likes the idea. She likes the idea of having chickens. And I was like, no.
You don't want, no, you don't.
No.
You don't.
But it's a big thing. A lot of people get them and they like really, people who have chickens love having chickens.
Yeah. They pet them. They treat them like they're real pets. I mean, on a farm, they're egg producers. Of course, they're not pets, but see my neighbor, he said, Miguel, he said they finally got rid of them. Cause he said feeding them. Cause they got them for the deal of getting eggs.
Yeah. That's right? Why you get them.
That's why you get them. But he said feeding them cost more than just going to the store and getting eggs at that time. That was years ago.
I wonder what it's like. Like now he's like, that would be a discount.
No, I wish I had chickens type deal. But all right. Chicken, huh? Welcome to chicken.
So that's my rant. Like I was like, buddy.
You got to leave notes.
Because it reminds me of when I went to go visit my cousin in LA. Uh-huh. You know, a lot of people that live in LA, they live in canyons.
Uh-huh.
So all it takes is somebody having like a dog that's barking and the whole canyon can hear.
Yeah. Yeah.
So same thing with chickens and stuff like that. Like somebody across the canyon who you've never met in your entire life, you wouldn't know in the lineup gets chickens
because
in the canyon can hear.
That's how I knew there was a the rooster. And I told him I don't care because I just don't care. But when that rooster started, I was driving down the road and the windows were down. In the neighborhood, I was probably five houses down and I could hear it doing it. And it was quiet because it was early in the morning, but it just did it all the time. So yeah, good thing you don't have roosters. They should at least give you some free eggs just for the, I guess it's their rooster.
I'd have to meet them.
Eggs.
Like, I don't know.
You don't want to meet them.
I don't know them. You know what I mean?
Okay, I see
what
you're
saying. I don't want to suddenly be like, ding dong. Hey.
Hey, here's some sugar.
We've got some opinions about your choice of egg solutions.
All right, so back to the fox. In Nebraska, you can own a fox, but you have to have a captive wildlife permit. It's required when owning any wild animals, including foxes. So you just got to get a permit. And without it, it's a misdemeanor. Isn't that weird? It's a misdemeanor crime if you get caught with a fox.
You're like, I'm riding dirty. Me and my fox.
All right. Back to Fun Factory real quick. We got this is what most people fantasize about doing sometimes. Or this is what everyone wants to do at least once in their life. F5 for us, Gracie, please. There's a guy standing there, a bunch of just people in the hallway.
Guys, what is this? Guys, all of you out right now.
Jared, I'm here to tell you that I'm quitting.
Oh my God, that's how you resign. Hand your papers over, then you have a marching band behind you. So yeah,
you're like, that's your
fun.
Fantasy. You're like,
that's my
I
fantasy.
I really want to have that. While you're wearing your employee of the month, you're like, I'm taking this with me.
All right, and I have one more for you because you had requested it before. Mm-hmm. This is dramatic, so dramatic. Go ahead, F6 for us. That's a cat getting slapped by another cat. People, go on the YouTube, all right? The Herd at One Network YouTube and check it out. There are people, we just got an email from someone on, that said she loves the show and she listens, and then in the afternoon she watches.
Yeah.
So it's two different, completely different experiences. So
yeah,
you can
getting to watch is definitely interesting.
It is. Wylene was sitting in a Cuddle Cove last night watching, catching up on the last two of them. And I can just hear her giggling through it because, you know, it's just like anything. You can see what Molly's wearing. You can see my employee of the month shirt. Mm-hmm. That picture's crooked. I mean, you can see everything else. And
you
then also
that
the fun
picture
fun.
That's so been driving me crazy.
Driving me crazy. But yeah, hit us up on bpscrasher@gmail.com. And then you can leave a text or even a voicemail if you want to at 402-915-0962. And tell everybody about where we're at, because people are still finding us, actually. You know, not everyone knows that we're on podcast and digital form now.
Spread the word.
You know, just spread the word for us.
Be sure
we'll
to
have
like,
merch coming up.
Yes.
We're going to have some merch for you guys, which is going to be fun. So
I still
want
to make that t-shirt that I gifted you on your doll.
Oh, yeah. Do we want Who Farted or Who Tooted? I was thinking about that. I guess we can talk about
like
that
Who
later.
Farted on the front and then I did on the back. So then when they're walking away, you get to see the I did.
Okay.
Because
or we can do vice versa.
I couldn't.
You can just say I did and who farted on the back.
It doesn't work like that.
You don't know. So.
Yeah, because you
anyway,
gotta see
we
the,
got
to see somebody's walking towards you. And you're like, who farted? Then you turn back around. And you're like, I did. And they've been like totally crop dusting you. They went by and then you find out on the address. You're like, oh, no.
The worst. Crop dusted. My dog Tequila, the big girl, she when she sits, she farts, and it's loud. It's almost adorable, but what comes in scent is awful. So when she first did that as a puppy, she freaked out. She didn't know what was happening. Now it's so funny how it's just so casual now. She just farts and just I digress.
Do you though? I feel like for you this is a natural tangent. You're like, let me talk about my dogs and farting. Like, two of my favorite things, sandwiched
and
together.
And farting. Yeah. All right. So, yeah, hit us up on any way you can get a hold of us. I'd appreciate it. Monday, we have no dumb questions.
Yes.
So, Monday's coming at. So, if you have a question of any sort, what was Monday's last one? What would you do if your dog,
if your animal
started talking?
What would you ask them?
Yeah.
And you and I answered. Because you've got dogs and I've got a cat, and they definitely would have different.
Okay.
Different responses.
And if
you
want
us
to,
I'm loving all the people sending us drink. Like we need sort of happy hour or something like that, and like
sure.
have a special show because we have been getting some really great drink suggestions. So keep them coming because I'm always looking for fun holiday. I mean, like not holiday, but like summer cocktails, stuff like that. Are you kidding me? I was just out on the patio last night with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Sipping on some rosé.
Perfect weather. Kelsey, she sent that pickle vodka.
I know. Fascinated. Want to see that. Pickle vodka seems like it would be a shot.
Yeah, then Kristen sent, what the heck was that? It's something.
We've had a couple
Lincoln.
Good ones. I'm just saying. Like, there have been some good ones. Thank you. Keep them coming.
Yeah,
I'm
sure.
I'm always interested to, like, know about drinks. And a couple of these
Vapor shots. Weird.
That seemed weird.
I want to try that. Obviously, vapor.
I don't. That scared the heck out of me. I was like, I don't need to be sideways like in 2 seconds. I can do that all on my own.
Yes, for sure. For sure. Yeah, it's Friday. So, all right, we're going to get out of here. People have a safe weekend. Again, Monday, we'll be back at you anywhere you get your podcasts. And also, we need you to follow, rate, and comment if you can. And also with YouTube, when you get there, make sure you hit subscribe on that. as well. All right. That's very important. It's the Herd at One Network. But we have all the links. I decided to put the links on our Facebook page, the Big Party Show. That way you have quick access to it.
Easy access.
So make sure you follow our pages as well. And we will see you later. Have a safe weekend and do yourself good.
A Herd at Media production.